Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
Does anything make you nervous?
Caves. I don't see any caves out here. I know. We're in the south, but it's not the desert. That's where I find most caves are probably at.
Howard Simon.
I heard a fan offer free Dippin' Dots if I blew it, which the price of Dippin' Dots with inflation is just unreal. So for a brief moment, I was like, damn, Dippin' Dots sound good. But also, I thought in the back of my head, we win today, we win tonight. We're going to be here another day. That's more per diem. So that means I can buy my own Dippin' Dots and be a winner.
Jeremy White.
You know, I think I'm a cool guy. My dogs think I'm awesome. My teammates like me, and my friends like me, so I'm going to attack. I'm going to win. Simple.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
It's Tuesday. That's what I've got. That's my contribution for today. Everybody have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 6. Show's over. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Yes, we have Bills mandatory minicamp starting today. We have hockey playoffs continuing. We have baseball to get to. The Yankees are in town. Not doing too well as they hit town. For Jays fans' perspective, hopefully that doesn't change. I'm sure plenty of you will be going to Salem Field over the next three nights to watch the Jays and the Yankees. We'll get to that as well.
Capacity is what, 7,500? They haven't gone to the full 80%. This was the group of games they added some ticket sales to, but it was not the full 80% that the next round of series.
Is that what it is, 7,500?
I think so.
Be interesting to see how many Yankee jerseys, you know, how many fans are there rooting for the Yankees, because I know you were there opening night, and I went to see him against the Astros. I was really surprised at how many people were wearing Jays gear, whether Blue Jays stuff, Toronto stuff, Buffalo Jays shirts. A lot of people were wearing, the blue of the home team. So, I'm sure they weren't all Jays fans. You might have just, bought the shirt or the jersey or whatever because the Jays are here for hopefully the summer. But tonight, yeah, I would think there will be, more than five Yankee fans in the stands. At
Lots of Yankee fans. Lots of
probably going to sound like a Yankees home game.
A lot of names on the backs of jerseys for a team that doesn't have names on the backs of jerseys. But that's okay. I don't have a problem with that. Yeah. It is one of the weird things, though. The team doesn't, of course, have names, but a lot of the fans that wear jerseys, you have names because, you like your players.
Right. You show it off.
Absolutely.
So we'll see. We'll also see what kind of mood Yankee fans are in tonight because, as I said, the ball club hits town not doing too well. They're a half game behind the Jays in the standings. They're slumping. They're having a lot of issues. So whatever. We'll get to that as well because, of course, this is what fans have been pointing to. And, hey, you know what? Maybe there are – I'm sure – not maybe. I'm sure there are Yankee fans out there who've never seen them in person. Maybe it's kids who've never seen them in person and mom or dad or whoever are taking them to a game over the next few nights. So that's exciting. That's cool to see that there'll be good, loud crowds downtown for what is a big series for both teams. The Yankees trying to stop the bleeding and the Jays trying to create a little space between themselves and the Yankees.
And to see how far Vlad Guerrero can hit a baseball.
He hit another home run last night. I didn't see last night. So I already hit another home run last night, right?
It landed on your house.
I heard a thud last night. I woke up and I was like, what the hell was that?
I don't think I've ever seen a ball hit this far at Fenway Park.
I take it he cleared the monster and put it out on what, Lansdowne Street or whatever that is?
He cleared the monster and he cleared the signs above the monster. It was a shot that was up there with when McGuire and Sosa were rocking homers from Fenway in the home run derby.
Yeah.
You've got to see this home run.
That's why, it's Fenway and Wrigley Field. Like, I know home runs and McCovey Cove, right, in San Francisco were always fun because you'd see all the people out there in their little kayaks and boats waiting to fish the home run ball out of the water. There is,
which is a good way to fall in the water, by the way, if I may say so.
A number of fans have done that over the years in San Francisco. I think you can hit the water in Pittsburgh, right? Beyond right field.
Yes, you can.
You can put it in one of the, whichever river that one is, of the three rivers. But I always thought.
Monongahela.
You just combined two of the rivers. Really?
Okay.
Monongahela? The Monongahela and the Allegheny meet and form the Ohio.
Thank you.
But I like Monongahela. They do meet. So at some point.
It's 6 a.m. It's fine.
No, at some point they come together. Why not call it the Monongahela? I mean,
yeah.
I'm completely okay with that.
At 7 o'clock, I should get that right. 6 to 7, we've got this grace period.
I always liked Fenway and Wrigley because there were structures beyond the left field wall. So as you saw last, I missed it. They got the Sox highlight. Oh, wait, this is Vlad. Was it in the ninth?
This is Vlad's home run. I just tweeted at you.
I'm watching it right now on SportsCenter.
Okay. Bottom of the ninth, down a run.
Did he clear the DraftKings sign?
Yes.
Holy crap.
It's the farthest I've ever seen a baseball hit in that stadium. It is.
Like, he cleared the monster seats. I knew that, but I was, wow, he hit it over the sign the monster seats.
Check your yard.
Yeah, no. That's why I always love, although Wrigley was even more fun. See, you have the monster seats over the bleachers, over the green monster, right? So now you have to hit a little bit higher up. But that wasn't as fun as Waveland Avenue in Wrigley Field or in Chicago, because in Boston, a lot of night games, whatever, and there are no houses there. I think it's businesses, right?
Yeah.
In Chicago, beyond Wrigley, what do you got? You've got housing. You know, you have people selling seats on top of the roofs now. But it was always cool because there were houses, and you would see home runs bounce onto the street and like into someone's front yard. Or, I don't know, maybe somebody would have had a window busted at some point off a hop of a baseball. But you'd see all the kids out there on the street, outside the wall, listening to the game, waiting for a home run to left. And there were literally times where you'd see, you know, balls go onto the front porch or front yard of people, and the people would be scrambling into their yards while, you know, trying to get the baseball. It was pretty cool. I used to love watching home runs on the Mets had a guy by the name of Dave Kingman who would either hit a 600-foot home run or strike out. And man, when he went to Wrigley, especially when the wind was blowing out, oh my Lord, it was so much fun to watch balls go down the street.
Yeah. I have an Am I the Only One about baseball, and you mentioned all these, you know, these home runs, these bombs. So I was going to try and write it in a tweet to see if anybody else could back this up, but I don't know how to put it into, you know, 140 or 280 characters. So before the internet, and not that far before the internet, before Google Maps, before every game was on television, the way that I learned what all the stadiums looked like was through video games, right? You kind of know that.
Right.
But at that point, the games didn't have the ability to see every inch of the stadium. You couldn't just pause the replay and then move the camera all around.
Yeah.
The only way to see the stadium was to hit home runs. And to hit, like, I can remember thinking, I wonder what Kansas City looks like. I'd never seen it. I don't have any way. I'm 11.
Right.
How do I see the outfield? How do I see what it looks like? I'd hit a home run to center field and think, what? There are fountains?
Fountains. Same thing in, like, the Angels Park. Yeah.
Yeah. I have to keep playing there and spraying home runs all around the field to see what it looks like back there.
Right.
And, like, that was a legitimate goal for me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a kid who's a sports fan who wants to know what it looks like. These streets you're talking about, the warehouse in Baltimore.
Hit the warehouse.
We knew about that because Ken Griffey Jr. hit the warehouse in the Home Run Derby that one year.
Yeah.
But Vlad, like, Vlad's bringing back those feelings of Chicks Dig the Long Ball, of just these absolute moonshots. And that is no – I can remember Kansas City specifically, a ball landing in the fountains out there the 1992 video game I was playing. I can remember Chavez Ravine, you know, the shape of the roof, which I would have no way
shape,
of seeing
that
otherwise.
Right.
How does an 11-year-old in 1990 get a real good look at the roof at Chavez Ravine?
Yeah.
You know, there's no Google Maps.
The Montreal Expos, not the Olympic Stadium, the old park they played in before that, I think it was called Jerry Park, had a swimming pool beyond the right field fence.
Wow.
And kids were, you know, this was not like, what was it? Was it Arizona? Built a swimming pool inside the stadium?
Yes.
Yeah.
This was a regular swimming pool where kids would be in the swimming pool during Expos games. And, you know, if you hit a home run to right, you could have a splashdown. But at the very least, when the camera panned up to follow the ball going out to right field, you would see like kids, you know, swimming in the pool beyond the ballpark. So I always thought that was, when you hit home runs and you can actually like leave the stadium or do something like put it in the water or on a street for the city or anything like that, it just makes the home run really more impressive.
It's,
I mean,
cool.
Upper deck home runs are cool, but if you leave the stadium with a home run, that's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, the Mets had a cool thing with the Big Apple. I can remember being at a Mets game and seeing some home runs, and the Apple comes up.
Yeah, and they still do.
They still do.
Yep, they
still
have it in center field, which is
a nice
touch.
Yeah, it's always been a cool thing.
It's famous now for
that. Do the Astros still have that train,
the train
go across?
Oh, I don't. That's a good call. I love
the
train.
Yeah.
Do
yeah,
they?
I think they do.
I love the train idea. I like, honestly, you know, little things to celebrate home runs. The flashing of the lights.
The Yankees do it.
The Jays do it here.
Yeah, Blue Jays do it,
because the game we were at against Houston, Grichuk hit a home run. Doesn't matter. Somebody hit a home run for the Jays, and the lights go on and off. And I thought, I always see it on TV. First time I saw it, I remember thinking, what the hell's wrong with the lights? So anything you can do to celebrate a home run, a train is a fabulous idea. Or a landmark or something. I mean, what did the Marlins have? Like, they had that, what did they have?
They had that big giant fountain fountain statue out in center field that moved.
But they took it down, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Derek Jeter's no fun.
Right.
Yeah, you should have like a giant pinwheel or something that if you hit out there, it spins around. I mean, the White Sox used to shoot off fireworks out of the scoreboard.
Didn't they have those pinwheels up at the top?
They
too?
Did. They the Sox, right?
Maybe they still do.
Yes, that's what. That's right. They had
Don't
pinwheels.
Forget about Bernie the Brewer. Was it Bernie?
Bernie. Yes, he would slide down into the whatever the heck it was.
Beer?
Didn't balloons come up or something like that into the?
He still does that.
The Brave. I mean,
think it used to be beer, but now he doesn't slide into beer.
It's cheese. It's bratwurst. The Braves had a mascot. Of course, I mean, it was, you know, outlawed years ago. But Chief Nakahoma, do you remember that at all, Jeremy? In old Atlanta Fulton County Stadium, they had a teepee. And they had a guy dressed up. And he was Chief Nakahoma. And every time the Braves hit a home run, he came out and, you know, did like a little dance. And obviously people realized, we probably shouldn't do that. I don't exactly know what year it stopped, but I remember Chief Nakahoma because the Mets would play the Braves when I was growing up watching the games. There you go. What did I learn about Atlanta Fulton County Stadium? There was a guy in a teepee every time they hit home run. He came out to celebrate.
I have the full story on Bernie if you're ready for it.
Is it Bernie Brewer?
Bernie Brewer, yeah.
Bernie Brewer?
Yep. So, all right. At the current field, which, let's just play a game. What's the Brewer Stadium called?
Miller Stadium.
No, it's American Miller. Family Field.
Oh!
It was
Miller
it was
Stadium.
Miller Field.
I would fail a naming rights quiz so much. I would just badly get a major F on
so
those things now.
So he has Bernie's dugout. It's atop the bleachers behind left field. He's there. He slides down a plastic slide after home runs, but
like
not
sliding
into a mug of beer anymore.
Oh.
Now onto a platform in the shape of home plate.
Why couldn't he slide into beer? Was that an irresponsible message or something?
Yeah, he can't do that anymore.
As Bernie slides into a giant mug of beer, you light up a sign that flashes and said, "Please drink responsibly."
In 2009, Kalahari Resorts bought the rights to the bottom platform, and it's now known as the Kalahari Splash Zone.
He's not actually going into water, though.
No. And there's a couple that got married there. One couple got married there in Bernie's chalet, that little dugout up there. Imagine being the kind of Brewers fan, and you get married up in Bernie the Brewer's little dugout up there in left field.
Doesn't strike me as the most romantic thing to do.
Maybe not.
Do they? Whatever. I won't even ask about what they do for a honeymoon. Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's any other stadiums that had signature either celebrations or things you would look at. There probably were, but I'm not going to spin through them all and stop the show. But that was that's why, you know, like the stadiums, when they built the original, I think we all would prefer like an open-end stadium. When they built the stuff in Pittsburgh and Cincinnati and Philadelphia, and Atlanta was the same way too, the old stadium, just one huge circular stadium, it's boring. I mean, and then Pittsburgh, when they blew up Three Rivers, thought, hey, you know what? Let's build a stadium. We have a beautiful skyline. The stadium is on the other side of the water from downtown and this marvelous skyline. Let's build a stadium where the outfield is open and you see the skyline, which is a just a great thing to do. It's a beautiful setting. If you've never been to PNC Park, go to PNC Park. It's a really nice stadium in a magnificent setting. Things like that. You know, where you can, you know, see a city, see a downtown, see if you're off a river, you know, San Francisco. You've got it open and you've got boaters in McCovey Cove. Just add some identity and some flavor as opposed to the old cookie cutter stadiums, which were just boring as all get out.
Yep. Well, I don't think we have a problem with that anymore, right?
those are long gone.
Now they've lost the appeal of the Bernie Brewer into the mug of beer.
See,
and
I like
instead
that.
It's a Kalahari splash zone.
And you sell that for naming rights now too. See, I like that stuff. You know, I think that's awesome. You know, the Mets have the apple. Whatever, that's cool. I mean, I don't know if you have like Mr. Met pop out of the apple when the apple comes up. Maybe that would be a little too risque. Mm-hmm. But anything you can do to celebrate the home runs or to have a stadium that shows. It's different, like you said, Kansas City with waterfalls or the Angels Stadium with some rock formation out there beyond the wall. Anything out of the ordinary is just cool. Make every stadium stand out with some kind of an identity.
Mm-hmm.
That's always fun. But I love home runs on Waveland Avenue in Chicago just to see the kids running around and people complaining if like their windows got busted.
Is the Major League Baseball All-Star Game happening this year?
I believe it is. It was moved. Remember? It was moved. Was it Atlanta it was supposed to be in? And Major League Baseball moved it.
To Arizona?
Okay, either that or maybe Colorado.
Colorado, you're right. Colorado.
So, yes. Colorado, home run derby.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Coors Field. Vlad has to take part.
You know what he's going to do? He's going to hit the Rockies. You can see the mountains beyond left field. I mean,
you
it's
might.
Way in the distance. But it's if you sit on the first base side in Colorado, you have a magnificent view of mountains out way beyond the left field fence. Like he'd have to hit it a really long way to hit the mountains in Colorado. But boy, Vlad Jr. in the thin air, that should be good. I wonder if Alonso will be there.
Why wouldn't he?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't. I haven't. You know. Some guys get to the point where they don't want to go because they're afraid it screws up their swing and all that. And
right.
I don't know. Who knows? But I hope he's there. That'd be fun.
Well, Vlad. I mean.
He's leading everybody, by the way, in All-Star voting.
He's leading everything in the majors
in All-Star voting.
What category isn't he leading from a batting standpoint?
And we get to see him. You know?
Every time he does something, I see, the best hitter on earth has done it again. And he pretty much has lived up to that, best hitter on earth. And what was it, yesterday we talked about him?
With Ben Wagner.
Yeah, who said, he put the work in, he changed his body, he changed his approach, and he is a monster now.
And it's cool. You know what? It is cool. Every now and then you will have a player who's hyped up just doesn't live up to the hype. This guy's exceeding the hype.
Yep.
Like, remember all the stuff, and we would have known about it because Buffalo being a Blue Jays minor league affiliate, right? We remember hearing about Vlad before he got to the Bisons. People were playing him up as, the best prospect in the Jays organization, one of the best prospects in baseball. Of course, the Bloodlines was a great story with his dad, who was such a well-known ball player. But him going up we were tracking at AA, he was like tearing the cover off the ball. I think he was hitting like 400 at some point at AA. So he comes here with all of the notoriety, with all of the buildup. We like many others, say, all right, I got to buy a ticket to the Bisons game because I got to see this guy play. And it's funny, I said the other day when you were gone, Jeremy, I said, you could feel the buzz inside Salem Field when it's time for a Vlad Jr. at bat. He's one of those guys where you don't go to the concession stand, you don't go to the bathroom, you wait, you want to see his at bat. And when he comes to the plate, everybody gets their cameras out at Salem Field. They're all excited to see what this guy's going to do. Is he going to, is he going to hit the ball onto the 190 ramp? And that was the same. When he played here, it was the same thing. Like, you wanted to go to a game. You wanted to see this kid. You heard all the hype about him. But it's also nice that here's someone who said, everybody says, this guy is a can't-miss prospect. Hey, guess what? You were all right. He makes it to the majors and is now the leading candidate for MVP, I would say, right, in the American League, and leading all voters in All-Star Game voting at this point. And phenomenal. Batting average, power numbers, good enough glove at first base. Like, he is doing it all this season for them. And it's great to see it come to fruition. And it's great to know that, he's going to be here until further notice for his home games.
Yep. Good times, right? And with bigger stadiums, bigger roars. We were there for opening night, and he had a 3-run homer. I got price of admission for Vlad Guerrero in that first game, doubled down the line in his first at-bat, hit a 3-run homer. I hope, I bet there's Yankee fans that are going to go these next couple days who, of course, want the Yankees to win, but they'd love to see Vlad just sock one to the moon.
Yeah.
Because, it's always fun when you go to a sporting event and the thing that you really want to see, outside of just a win or, whatever, you're not saying a no-hitter, but you're there to see stars be stars, and, you know, you go and you get it. You get everything you're looking for. If you go to a Bills game and you see an Allen touchdown run where he dives for the pylon, it's just – I can remember thinking exactly this when I went to Cleveland for Eastern Conference Finals of Cavs-Celtics, one of those years, and LeBron got a clean breakaway and just, you know, very pedestrian, forgettable, hammer dunk.
Mm-hmm.
But the place goes nuts, and you're thinking like, yeah, that's why we're all here is to watch you, you know, to see you do what you do best.
No, like I said, you know, the time we Jonathan and I were down at spring training and went to Miami to see the Heat, we didn't go to see the Heat. We went to see LeBron play, and he put in 60. I mean, it was awesome, you know? I mean, I don't care. I didn't care who won the game. I wanted to see LeBron in person. I had never experienced that, and he's one of those guys, I think, you know, regardless of whether you're a fan or not, you want to see these stars, these unbelievable athletes, one of the best in the history of their game, play in person. Not only do you get that, the guy puts in 60 or 61, whatever the heck he had that night. It was just great. I love that stuff.
I'm going to make you mad right now. You ready?
The Yankees are going to win every game the rest of the season?
No, worse than that. My buddy Paul, who's a Yankee fan, just sent me a
message.
You're going
to say something about DeGrom being in.
No, it's good. I could use it on DeGrom. Ready?
Boy.
You know this. Boy. Every baseball fan knows this. My buddy Paul just texted me, quote, "Gonna love Vlad in pinstripes."
You know, someone, no, I'm not going to say it.
I told you. Somebody said that about DeGrom to you, didn't they?
Uh-huh. That person,
you know how this works.
That person is no longer going to be sending me tweets.
These Yankee fans, they're born, they're given a hat,
yep,
and then they're given a pamphlet that says, you just say this all the time.
Here's how to be annoying. I don't want to do that. See, because it's funny. No, I was really angry at this person. And, you know, like if Paul did it, I would know Paul would be kidding around. See, here's one of the problems.
Hamilton?
Yeah.
He's not kidding around.
No.
These people are ruthless.
See, that's the thing.
It's like they're mobsters. Like, oh, it's a nice pitcher you got there. It'd be a shame if he came and played for us.
They're not all ruthless, but I will tell you, one of the many reasons why I hate the Yankees. Okay, first, they won a lot, and my team lost a lot when I grew up. We know that. But one of the reasons I can't stand the Yankees is that tweet. Is that. Now, whoever tweeted it in, I don't know, because like I said, I no longer can see their tweets at me. Whoever tweeted in may have just been screwing around, right? Let's pull Howard's leg and all. But the problem is there are too many Yankee fans who seriously do that. Like, look, you got your team. Enjoy them if they're winning, yell and scream if they're losing. But if someone else, especially the team that occupies the same city as your team and has won 24 or 5 fewer World Series titles, I don't know, I lost track. Just let me have a good time. Like the guy pitching for my team is now the betting favorite, a pitcher, to win the MVP award. To just let me enjoy that. See, that's why people don't like Yankee fans, because it isn't enough that you have this team, and when they don't win 100 games and spend all this money and win the World Series every year, you complain. That's not bad enough. But you've got to do stuff like that to fans of other teams who have a really good player. They enjoy him now. It's going to suck when he comes to the Bronx in 2 years when he's a free agent. Bleep you. Like, you did make me mad. That really makes me angry. It's, just be your fan of your team and don't do that to other fans.
It's just such a good way to cut through and make people mad. I mean, I give it back to him right away, but I mean, it works. Gonna love him in pinstripes.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Right, like a couple years ago, right? Wasn't there like a rumor that Syndergaard might be traded? Of course, the Yankee fans are all tweeting at me, hey, he's gonna look good wearing pinstripes. Blow it out your...
It's the equivalent of when hockey fans see a player that's really dynamic and they're just like, oh, he's from Toronto. Can't wait to see him in blue and white.
But you know what? But here's Maple Leaf fans we never pay attention to. Maple Leaf fans have this inflated value of their franchise. Yankee fans, I mean, that franchise is good. That franchise does win. They do make the playoffs more often than not. They've won 8 gazillion World Series titles. They can back it up with a modicum, but that's probably not enough, with success. The Maple Leafs don't. The Maple Leafs are just, that's why we love watching them lose. Because if you listen to their fans, you'd think they've won 15 Stanley Cups since, you know, the post-expansion. They haven't won squat. They haven't even been to a final. At least the Yankees have won World Series titles. That doesn't make it. That doesn't still make it any easier for me to take the whole "he's going to be in the Bronx" tweet. But the Maple Leafs don't anger me, Brayton, because they got they're just bluster. Like the Yankees, might you know you there's a little bit there might be a little voice in your head that goes nah DeGrom Yankees Vlad Jr.'s not going to the but there's always a little voice in your head that says yeah I guess it is possible it is
also,
the Yankees the Maple Leafs I never have to worry about it.
The Leafs really did not spend a lot of time getting the best free agents. Like Tavares was the first big fish they landed in a long time.
Yeah, but I mean before that it was Steven Stamkos.
Oh, that's right.
There's
I
just
forgot.
Been
but they never got
others.
Him. The Yankees spent a decade actually getting all these players.
That's why I think like the Leafs are you're right, the narrative is always when so and so hits free agency, he grew up in Mississauga.
Well,
you know the Leafs, he's going to want to play for the Leafs. The only thing is, I don't know
Owen
if he
Power.
Had Leafs bed sheets.
Hey, listen, Owen Power grew up watching Sabres Leafs games, and he's from Mississauga.
He's from Mississauga.
So he's of course going to demand a trade
right away.
He's going
to go 3 years in Buffalo, and then he's going to demand a trade to Toronto.
Uh-huh.
Just you wait and see.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, it's annoying, though, when the Maple Leafs fans are always just like, oh, he's going to look great. And it's just like, name another example other than John Tavares or like a Jason Spezza or somebody.
Right.
That's
right.
Just
Spezza's like the league
Spezza's
minimum.
At the end. Right. He's at the end. I mean, that's not even, right? Throw that one out the window. Does Owen Power have Leafs bed sheets? Has anybody done any research
might.
On
he
that?
He really might. I mean, Mississauga and, again, grew up coming to Sabres Leafs games. Although if he did that, he saw the Leafs lose a lot. So that's good.
Here, right. If he came to the games here, he would have never seen the Leafs win for a while, it felt like. All right. It is whatever day of the week this is. Tuesday. We have a lot to get to this morning.
We're going to talk about that Vegas game last night. You know what they should do for game two?
Yes, play it at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Not just that. Vegas should come out on the ice with a steamroller because they are steam. Last night they steamrolled Montreal. Montreal had a good 7 minutes to start the game, and then it was, thanks for coming.
You're going to have to tell me. I literally made it to like 8:56 is the last time I remember on my clock. So I tried, and 9 o'clock is actually a late night for me. But you'll have to tell me how the game went. Sorry. We'll do that when we get back. It is also the opening of Bill's mandatory minicamp. They are practicing today or scheduled to practice today, tomorrow, and Thursday. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. Sal's going to be on the show today at 7:30. Hey, J.J. Paterka signed with the Sabres recently, second-round draft pick. We are going to be chatting with Thomas Roost from NHL Central Scouting in Europe. That's right, our dime. Hang on, our quarter. He's going to join us at 8:30 to talk about J.J. Paterka, and we'll get the latest on whatever the heck is going on in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. Mark Daniels, WNFL Radio at 9:30. Hey, that means a lot of time for you to call us, so give it a shot. You'll like it. 803-0550 WGR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Get with this.
Breaking ball hit high and deep to left field. Tie game. The best hitter on the planet right now has done it again, and it's a brand new ball game at Fenway.
I like that name, best hitter on the planet. That's good. I like that. Dan Shulman on the call on Sportsnet of the Vlad Jr. home run in the ninth inning last night. But the Red Sox walked off the Jays in a 2-1 win.
And did you see Eric Wood posted video? He played Pebble Beach yesterday.
Ooh.
The former Bills center.
Did you guys compare notes?
No,
the
well,
former Bills center.
I watched
from
him.
Louisville.
He posted a video of him playing the ocean hole. It was a very short video, though. People asked the question, like, hey, where's the rest of it? What are you hiding? But apparently he birdied. So,
oh, my.
Yeah, he did better than me. I parred the ocean hole. He birdied. And that's it. So next time Eric Wood's on the show, guess what? Like, you're going to have to block out 5 minutes extra because I just want to talk to him about Pebble Beach.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where's the U.S. Open this year?
It's Torrey Pines.
Okay.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Isn't that the course like Tiger usually dominates or had dominated? Was
possibly.
Wasn't he always good at Torrey Pines? Or he was always good everywhere.
He was good a lot of places. He was really he was always really good at Bay Hill.
Yeah.
But Torrey Pines, I learned something about Torrey Pines I did not know yesterday, which is, do you know the farthest out the U.S. Open has been planned? So this tournament, how many years out do we know these events happen, right? Like the Final Four, the Super Bowl.
Right. How far out did they bid it or whatever? Now, I would honestly, with golf majors, I would have guessed no more than like maybe 3 years.
Okay. So what's the year on that?
So where are we? 2021? So 22, 2024.
Okay. 2024. I would have thought the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. According to Pinehurst Resort's Twitter account.
Yeah.
It's a little longer than that. You said 2024?
Yeah.
They are hosting it in 2024, a little later.
2035.
They are actually, funny enough, hosting the 2035 U.S. Open. Still later. Yeah, so far you're amazing.
Later?
Later. Even farther.
2043.
They're hosting it in 2041.
And even 20 years from now.
Even a little later.
What?
They're hosting the 2047 U.S. Open.
Geez, I'm not even sure if I'll be alive for that one.
The Pinehurst Resort Twitter account said, you know, the Torrey Pines is an anchor site, so they're locked in. It will always kind of rotate back to Torrey Pines. The 2047 Open?
You should start planning now. You want me to reserve us a hotel room?
I have trouble thinking about Thursday. 2047.
I can't think about Wednesday yet.
What will golf look like?
So they don't. Okay, but they don't have every year. They're just locking in Torrey Pines for 25 years.
I think so.
Or Pinehurst or whatever. I mean, certain courses they don't bid out.
I'm sorry, you're right. It's Pinehurst that has that.
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm
so they
confusing.
Don't. But they don't bid out. Like they don't know their lineup every year up to 2040, whatever. They're just saying, hey, Pinehurst, you're in and. Whatever, 24, 35, 41, 47.
24, 29, 35, 41, 47. Pinehurst.
Pike. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, I wouldn't, I don't know why. I just never, like you always see the NCAA with Final Fours, with Frozen Fours, with regional tournaments. Like, you know, when we host the first and second round, don't we know like 5 years in advance it's coming?
Mm-hmm.
I just never really remember seeing any stories about the U.S. Open or the PGA Championship or the Open Championship, the British Open. I never remember seeing like a story. Okay, well, you know, just so you know, here are the next 5 years. It's locked in and all these. It just seems like it's always 1 year later. Here's where they're going to be.
Right.
Get your tickets now for the 2022 U.S. Open at Pinehurst or wherever it's going to be next.
The U.S. Open, it kind of ends up looking like Super Bowls do because here are the next six. It's Torrey Pines, then the Country Club in Brookline, Massachusetts, the L.A. Country Club in Los Angeles, Pinehurst, Oakmont, Shinnecock, Pebble Beach.
Oh,
it's a lot like the Super Bowl where it's like occasionally we'll throw it up in Minnesota or New York, but it's always going to be Tampa, Arizona, Miami, New Orleans.
Yeah.
That's Pebble, Shinnecock, Oakmont, Pinehurst, Torrey Pines.
Pittsburgh? Oakmont's Pennsylvania, right?
Yes, that's right.
And Shinnecock is Long Island.
That's right.
Yeah, see, those are, like, I'm not a huge golf fan, but even, you know, a casual fan would know those particular sites. And of course, everybody would know Pebble Beach. Yeah, I don't, I wonder, I'm going to guess they don't do a Super Bowl-like process where you have to place your bids and the organizers get, like, free cars. And is this like the Olympics where they block off lanes of traffic just for you and you get free rounds of golf and all these goodies if you, you have to put it in as part of your bid earn it?
When I saw this, I wondered the same thing.
Yeah. It's preposterous, some of the stuff the Olympics get.
Pinehurst can book out till 2047.
Wow, how about that?
Can I buy a ticket right now? What would they cost me? I'd like to make an investment.
Oh, what are tickets now for the U.S. Open? Do you know?
No, I don't.
Mm.
I should find out.
2047. Well, we won't be using cash by then. We'll be on some other monetary system.
Right. And if I put money into an account right now, maybe it could mature and I could have the tickets in 2047 when I'll be how many years old? 60.
Oh, you know what this is? This is great. This is the Twins need to get you tickets for a Father's Day gift in 2047.
This is a good idea.
Yes.
I like this idea.
Yeah.
I mean, will I make it to that? Who knows?
Oh, you'll make it to that.
I don't know.
I mean, you'll be 60, what are you, 67, 68? When were you born? 79?
79.
So you'd be like 68. Don't ask about, I mean, you want to know what I'd be? I mean, come on, you'll make it. I'd be like 85.
Yeah, but you've already seen like 100 U.S. Opens.
Thank you very much. I'll tell you that Bobby Jones, he should have turned pro. Tell the Twins. I think the Twins, your wife might have to help out because I'm guessing the Twins can't purchase tickets yet. They probably don't have credit cards.
No, not yet.
But if
they
the Twins want it.
They only have Venmo.
They have Venmo on their little the toy phones that they put in their mouths to eat. They have Venmo on that. Yeah. So there, that would be a great Father's Day gift for 2047. Just plant that one in their minds when they're a little older.
Yeah. 2047.
That's
death,
crazy.
Taxes, and Pinehurst.
Koziel's on the show Thursday. Remind me to ask him who he thinks is going to win the 2047 U.S. Open in Pinehurst. Let's see if he really knows his stuff. 803-0550 to join us. Hey, I tweeted this out. We'll get to some Bills football at 7:30. Sal's going to join us because mandatory minicamp opens today. How did I tweet it? Oh, here we go. What stories are on your Bills' mind? That's right. I went to college to learn how to write like this. What stories are on your Bills' mind as they open a mandatory minicamp today? You can call us on that. You can call us on whatever else is on your mind in the wacky world of sports. You got a comment to share. You have a question you want to ask. You want to find out how you, too, can become a Mets fan and jump on the bandwagon. 803-0550 or 888-550-2550. Also, if that's not enough, win cash contest. We're going to have another code word coming up around 7:25, if we're near on time, but somewhere in that area. Three more code words this morning with us. Your chance to win $1,000 from the win cash contest on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I have a question for you.
Yeah, let me get connected first.
Okay.
Wait.
I'm one of your fans. You want to connect with me?
Brayton, did you catch that? Did you just, I mean, I know my hearing is going. Did you hear what he said? Can we keep that? Put that into an open? You're one of my. Jeremy said he's one of my fans.
Careful, I'm also a Sabres fan. You hear how I talk about that?
No, that's true. Okay. So we tweeted out. All right, we tweeted out. What did we tweet out? What stories are on your Bills' mind as they open mandatory minicamp today? Let's get connected with our fans. Brought to you by Bond, Shannick, and King, a full service Buffalo law firm. Tate tweeted in CB2. Z's, I don't know if that means this guy likes to sleep or person likes to sleep, tweeted in, when are they adding Ertz? And final tweet from Bills Freedom, who will be first and second down running back? Who will be third down running back? And how much improvement will we see individually and collectively from a production standpoint from said running backs? So there you go, 803-0550 and on that or whatever else you'd like to talk about today. All right, now you can go ahead. You got a question.
Maybe a little more time for it later on in the in the show. Another texter to connect with our fans. What kind of odds can I get on Charlie Woods for the 2047 U.S. Open?
Oh,
that'd be how the old timeline might work out.
Would he be? Yeah, would he? How old would he be then? What is he in the? How old is he now? Like somewhere in the 11 to 12, 13 range? Somewhere in there?
Sure.
No, I don't even know.
He's 12.
12. Okay. Yeah. So that could be 26.
He'll be breaking his dad's records, maybe.
Yeah. He'd be up at 30s. Yeah. He could. That's all right. Yeah.
The thing I wanted to ask you about, and we can maybe, again, later on the show, the air show this weekend.
Oh, is it this weekend?
It is.
It's, they moved it this year, right? This is.
Yes, it's Canal Side.
Oh, Canal Side. Yes, got it, right.
So it's the Thunder on the Buffalo waterfront, right? Mm-hmm. The air show. It is Saturday. Have you ever been to an air show?
I used to go to the air show at the Air Force Base in the Falls all the time because my wife was a reservist. She was always working it.
That's why I thought I would ask you.
Yeah.
It's
great. It's great.
You'd have experience with this.
Loved it. So, well, yeah, go ahead.
A couple questions. So it's a four-hour event on the 19th, right? There are tickets, I see at the website, there are tickets for Saturday and Sunday. So apparently mm-hmm. it's a two-dayer.
Used to be in the Falls anyway. Yeah, right.
Yeah. And the Blue Angels are going to be there.
Love the Blue Angels. Go watch the Blue Angels.
So my question for you is, mm-hmm. I mean, I've been to a fireworks show. When you do fireworks, there's a bunch of fireworks.
Right.
And at the end, there's a grand finale.
Mm-hmm.
For an air show, does it get better from if it's from 12 to 4? Are there nonstop planes flying by? Is it every 20 minutes?
Well, there weren't.
No pun intended.
I can only base it on what I remember. Now, it's been a few years since I went to the one in the Falls. But from what I remember then, first off, I was not there for the closing of it on the Sunday. So I don't know if there is such a thing as the finale show. But the air show was more, it's less about stuff in the air, quite honestly. It was more about the stuff they had on the ground. And they had, now I don't know what they're going to be able to do at Canal Side, because at the airbase, you have massive amounts of open space, runways, tarmacs. I mean, so they would bring out all sorts of planes.
Yeah.
The airplanes they have, C-130s, where they can literally, fly tanks and heavy machinery over to. They would have all the planes, their planes, on display, so you could walk in, into the plane, into the cockpit, see all of the stuff they have on display, but they'd have also some vintage old planes on display, so you would just walk around the tarmac and see tons of airplanes, and there'd be games there for the kids, and there'd be food booths and all that other stuff. They'd have stuff going on in one of the big hangars there. In terms of what was in the air, Jeremy, I only remember, quite honestly, the Blue Angels show. I'm going to guess there were other things happening, but the show that I always made sure I was there for was to see the Blue Angels, because I just think that's an amazing show to watch. So I can't answer your question completely. I don't know if there's a grand finale where all of a sudden 20 planes are circling downtown Buffalo.
The reason is, I plan to go to this. We're going to take the boat out beyond the water for a little bit.
Like, nice. That's a good way to watch it.
One way to see it, right?
Absolutely.
So there's going to be an F-18 Super Hornets, the C-130 J model, the Fat Albert.
Mm-hmm. It's a big plane.
The Air Force's F-16 Viper team, the C-17 demonstration team, the Canadian CF-18 Hornet team. And of course, my question for you kind of goes with this, and the Blue Angels, is if I can only be there for half of it, am I going to miss the second half and miss the best half? I don't really know what to expect.
Yeah.
And like you said, if there's tarmac, you can go walk around. That's a different kind of thing. This is going to be, an air show. You have tickets. There must be things you could see where the tickets are. Otherwise, it's happening in the sky.
Right.
Someone's going to.
Yeah,
it's not like they can block out people. It's not like Wrigley Field where they put a sign up so the people in the bleachers can't see the game. Like, it's in the sky.
You must have admission to watch the planes. If you don't. Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do it. And as I said, I would assume it has to be structured differently. They just don't have, I mean, I wouldn't think they'd have the space that they have at the base to just display everything they used to display in the show. It's canal side, right? I mean, how much room are we talking about? But I mean, fighter jets, I think would be cool. Look, the C-130s, the Fat Albert, is that what it was called?
Yeah.
I mean, these things are massive. It's not like if you're into like, you know, planes streaking across the sky, that's not the C-130, but to see that thing in the air because of its size, it is pretty cool to watch them fly those big airplanes. But Blue Angels, if you've never seen them, you got to go see their show. What they do, how they do that stuff as close together as those planes are and all the maneuvers they pull off, it's unbelievable.
Well, I've already got the answer to the question. There will be no touring of planes.
Oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
COVID restrictions.
Right. Yeah, yeah, right.
It's, at
right.
least according to their website, buffalowaterfront.com, there will be no general touring okay. of planes as sure. in years past.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, you're right. I forgot.
It says, unfortunately, due to COVID protocols and the inability to land the planes at the Outer Harbor.
See, that's what I'm saying. The Air Force Base was perfect. Where are you going to canal side?
Yeah.
So maybe it's just maybe there's more stuff in the air because it has to be more of an air show as opposed to on-ground stuff.
All right.
Okay, yeah. Glenn tweeted in, air shows at the Outer Harbor. Check where you can take your boat.
Well, I mean, on the lake.
Yeah, there is like a big body of water over there for you to find a good spot. That's a good idea. That's a good way to watch it.
I mean, the story was like traffic down there may be affected, but I don't believe that the lake is closed.
No, right? I mean, is there such a thing as a limit of boats that they allow out there?
I don't know. I wouldn't imagine the marina is closed. Yeah. It's might be tougher to get in and out.
You should probably take the train downtown, by the way, instead. If you don't want to deal with parking downtown, take the train. Hmm. Not you. You're going to be on your boat.
Anybody, yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I saw this a few, months back when they announced it and thought, the Blue Angels will get me out of bed. Like, all right, okay, I'll take a look at that.
I forgot about fireworks. Fireworks shows will be back, right?
Yeah.
I think New York City announced they're going to have fireworks back this year.
Parts of the harbor are closed. I got to get an update.
So maybe you can't go where you normally might want to go.
Well, I mean, would it be... Well, whatever. Somebody find out. Let me know.
Yeah.
Is the lake closed? Is the marina closed?
Yeah, will they block off certain areas?
Is it closed inside the breakwall? Is it closed in the Buffalo River where, the Save the Sullivans would be? Because a portion of it does go to the Save the Sullivans fund. Yeah.
If anybody knows, pass along the word. 803-0550 to join us. 888-550-2550 WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.